And good afternoon. You're listening to Ken Hudnall. This is the Ken Hudnall Show. Coming to you from our studios right here in exciting El Paso, Texas. Gateway to the Old West and the most haunted city in the country. Well, I've seen some silly things in my time. But AOC and Omar and Veronica Escobar, my own congresswoman, who is known for not having time for disabled veterans, were arrested protesting outside the Supreme Court. And AOC and Omar pretended to be handcuffed. Oh yes, they must make their name as activists. If the constituents don't throw these silly idiots out of office, they deserve what they get. As for me, I'm letting all the thousands of disabled veterans know that Escobar had rather help undocumented immigrants than she had the people who served this country. Well, today's July 21st, 202nd day of the year. 163 days remain till the year's over with. On this day in 356 BC, the Temple of Artemis in Ephesus, one of the seven wonders of the world, is destroyed by arson. In 230 AD, Pope Pontian succeeds Urban I as the 18th Pope. After being exiled to Sardinia, he became the first Pope to resign his office. When you're God's spokesman, there's a lot of pressure on you. In 285, Diocletian appoints Maximus as Caesar and co-ruler. In 365, the 365 AD Crete earthquake affected the Greek island of Crete with a maximum Mercalli intensity of 11, which is considered extreme, causing a destructive tsunami that had affected the coast of Libya and Egypt, especially Alexandria. Untold thousands were killed. In 905, King Berengar I of Italy, in a hired Hungarian army, defeats the Frankish forces in Veronia. King Louis III is captured and blinded for breaking his oath. 1242, the Battle of Thielberg. Louis IX of France puts an end to the revolt of his vassal, Henry III of England, and Hugh X of Lusignan. 1403, the Battle of Shrewsbury. King Henry IV of England defeats rebels to the north of the county town of Shropshire in England. 1545, the first landing of French troops on the coast of the Isle of Wight during the French invasion of the Isle of Wight took place on this date. 1568, 80 Years' War, Battle of Jemmingen. Fernando Alvarez de Toledo, Duke of Alva, defeats Louis of Nassau. 1645, Qing Dynasty Regent Dorgon issues an edict ordering all Han Chinese men to shave their forehead and braid the rest of their hair in a queue identical to those of the Manchus. 1656, the raid on Malaga takes place during the Anglo-Spanish War. On this day in 1718, the Treaty of Passarowitz between the Ottoman Empire and Austrian Republic of Venice is signed. 1774, Russo-Turkish War. Russia and the Ottoman Empire signed the Treaty of Kusuk-Kenarka, ending the war. 1798, French campaign in Egypt and Syria. Napoleon's forces defeated an Ottoman Mamluk army near Cairo in the Battle of the Pyramids. 1831, inauguration of Leopold I of Belgium, the first king of the Belgium, takes place on this date. 1861, American Civil War. First Battle of Bull Run took place on this date. At Manassas Junction, Virginia, the first major battle of the war begins and ends in a victory for the Confederate Army. Everyone was so sure it would be a very short war. Folks came out in there with picnic baskets to watch the battle. 1865, in the Market Square, Springfield, Missouri, Wild Bill Hickok shoots and kills Davis Toot, what's regarded as the first Western showdown. Unfortunately, nobody got it on camera. 1873, at Adair, Iowa, Jesse James and the James Younger gang pulled off the first successful train robbery in the American Old West. 1877, after rioting by Baltimore and Ohio railroad workers and the death of 9 railroad workers at the hands of the Maryland militia, workers in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania stage a sympathy strike that's met with an assault by the state militia. They didn't mess around in those days. 1904, Louis Regali, a Frenchman, becomes the first man to break the 100-mile-per-hour barrier on land. He drove a 15-liter Gobron Brilli in Austin, Belgium. That's 161 kilometers per hour, by the way. 1907, the passenger steamer SS Columbia sinks after colliding with the steam schooner San Pedro off Shelter Cove, California. 88 people died. 1919, the dirigible Wingfoot Air Express crashes into the Illinois Trust and Savings Building in Chicago. 12 people die. 1920, the Belfast pogrom begins with the one-day removal of thousands of Belfast shipyard factory mill workers from their jobs. 1925, Scopes Trial, also known as the Scopes Monkey Trial. In Dayton, Tennessee, high school biology teacher John Scopes is found guilty of teaching human evolution in class and fined $100. 1925, Malcolm Campbell becomes the first man to exceed 150 miles per hour on land. At Pendine Sands in Wales, he drives the Sunbeam 350 horsepower built by Sunbeam at a two-way average speed of 150.33 miles per hour. 1936, Spanish Civil War. Central Committee of Anti-Fascist Militias of Catalonia is constituted, establishing a anarcho-syndicalist economy in Catalonia. 1944, World War II, Battle of Guam. American troops land on Guam, starting a battle to end on August 10th. 1944, World War II, Klaus von Stauffenberg and four fellow conspirators are executed for the July 20th plot to assassinate Adolf Hitler. I remember they put a bomb in a briefcase under the table that Hitler was standing beside, and somebody moved it on the other side of the legs supporting the table, and that partially blocked it from really having an effect on Hitler. 1949, U.S. Senate ratifies the North Atlantic Treaty. 1952, 7.3 Kern County earthquake strikes Southern California with a maximum Mercalli intensity of 11. That's extreme. Killing 12 and injuring hundreds. 1954, the first Indochina War. The Geneva Conference partitions Vietnam into North Vietnam and South Vietnam. 1959, NS Savannah, the first nuclear-powered cargo passenger ship, is launched as a showcase for Dwight D. Eisenhower's Atoms for Peace initiative. 1959, Elijah Jerry Pumpsey Green becomes the first African-American to play for the Boston Red Sox, the last team to integrate. Came in as a pinch runner for Vic Wertz and stayed in as a shortstop in a 2-1 loss to the Chicago White Sox. 1960, Sirimavo Dandaranaike is elected Prime Minister of Sri Lanka, becoming the world's first female head of government. 1961, Mercury program, Mercury Redstone 4 mission. Gus Grissom piloting Liberty Bell 7 becomes the second American to go into space. It was a suborbital mission, but still, he was in space. 1961, Alaska Airlines Flight 779 crashes near Shima Air Force Base in Shima, Alaska. 6 people die. 1964, a series of racial riots break out in Singapore. In the next 6 weeks, 23 die and 454 others are injured. 1969, Apollo program. At 2:56 UTC, astronaut Neil Armstrong becomes the first person to walk on the moon. 19 minutes later, he was followed by Edwin Buzz Aldrin. 1970, after 11 years of construction, the Aswan High Dam in Egypt is completed. 1972, the Troubles, Bloody Friday. The Provisional IRA detonate 22 bombs in central Belfast, Northern Ireland. In the space of 80 minutes, they kill 9, injure 130 others. 1973, in Lillehammer, Norway, Mossad agents kill a waiter who they mistakenly thought was involved in the 1972 Munich Olympics massacre. And as the Mossad said, accidents happen. 1976, Christopher Ewart Biggs, the British ambassador to the Republic of Ireland, is assassinated by the Provisional IRA. 1977, the start of the four-day-long Libyan-Egyptian War. 1979, Jay Silverheels, who played Tonto with the Lone Ranger, who was a Mohawk actor, becomes the first Native American to have a star commemorated in the Hollywood Walk of Fame. 1983, the world's lowest temperature in an inhabited location is recorded at Vostok Station, Antarctica, -89.2 centigrade. That's -128.5 degrees Fahrenheit. 1990, Taiwan's military police forces, mainland Chinese illegal immigrants, and the sealed holds of a fishing boat, the Mingping Yu, number 5540, for repatriation to Fujian. It caused 25 people to die from suffocation. 1995, third Taiwan Strait crisis. The People's Liberation Army begins firing missiles into the waters north of Taiwan. 2001, at the conclusion of a fireworks display on Okura Beach in Akashi, Hyogo, Japan, 11 people are killed and more than 120 are injured when a pedestrian footbridge connecting the beach to J.R. Asagiri Station becomes overcrowded and people leaving the event fall down in a domino effect. Fall down, go boom. 2005, four attempted bomb attacks by Islamist extremists disrupt part of London's public transport system. 2008, Ram Baran Yadav is declared the first president of Nepal. 2010, President Barack Obama signs the Dodd-Frank Wall Street Reform and Consumer Protection Act. Anything that's a Consumer Protection Act is usually a joke. 2011, NASA's Space Shuttle program ends with the landing of Space Shuttle Atlantis on mission STS-135 at NASA's Kennedy Space Center. 2012, Erden Europe completes the first solo human-powered circumnavigation of the world. And in 2019, Yuen Long attack, or a 721 incident in Hong Kong. Triad members indiscriminately beat civilians returning from protest while police failed to take action. It happens. A lot of births and deaths on this state in history. Holidays observances, Christian Feast Day, Albert John Luthuli in the Episcopal Church, Arbogast, Barhad Basiabas, Carlos of Brazil in the Brazilian Catholic Apostolic Church, Daniel in the Catholic Church, Lawrence of Brindisi, Praxedes, Victor of Marseille. Liberation Day in 1944 in Guam. Belgian National Day in Belgium. Racial Harmony Day in Singapore. Give me a break. And Summer Kazakhskaya in Russia. Well, a lot of things have gone on. Let's see what else we've got. In 356 BC, Herostratus sets fire to the Temple of Artemis in Ephesus. Everybody wants to be an activist. I don't care what you're talking about. There's somebody who wants to be an activist. So all their friends can say, gee, you're an activist. 230 A.D., St. Pontianus begins his reign as Catholic Pope. Now 905, Holy Roman Catholic Emperor Louis III is captured. 976, Emperor Otto II gives Earl Leopold I East Bavaria. 1403 was the Battle of Shrewsbury. An army led by the Lancastrian King of England, Henry IV, defeats a rebel army led by Henry Harry Hotspur Percy of Northumberland, which ended the Percy challenge to the throne. It's also the first battle where English archers fought each other on English soil. 1542, Pope Paul III begins the Inquisition against Protestants. 1945, the first landing of French troops on the coast of the Isle of Wight during the French invasion. 1579, Michelin surrenders to the Duke of Parma. 1588 saw the first engagement between the English fleet and the Spanish Armada off the Eddystone Rocks. 1595, Spanish explorer Everardo de Mendana is the first European to discover the Marquesa Islands in East Polynesia. 1669, John Locke's Constitution of English Colony Carolina is approved. He was a philosopher, don't you know? 1730, the States of Holland put the death penalty on sodomy. 1749, Peter Sten becomes the pension advisor of Holland. 1773, Pope Clemens XIV bans the Jesuits. 1798, Napoleon's army wiped out most of the Egyptian army. It was a rout. 1825, Java princess Dipo Nagoro Mankubumi declares war on all Nazi-Islamics. 1836, the first Canadian railroad opens up between La Prairie and St. John, Quebec. 1846, Mormons found the first English settlement in California in the San Joaquin Valley. 1853, Central Park in New York is created when New York State Legislature puts aside more than 750 acres of land on Manhattan Island. 1866, the cholera epidemic kills hundreds in London. 1867, City Gardens on Folsom in San Francisco opens up. 1877, on this date, the U.S. Army broke the railroad strike. 1880, a compressed air accident kills 20 workers on the Hudson River Tunnel in New York. 1896, the National Federation of Colored Women is established in Washington, D.C. 1900, Pope Leo XIII published an encyclical to Greek Elkite Rite. 1904, after 13 years of work, the 4,607 mile Trans-Siberian Railway is completed. 1913, the Egyptian government announced a new constitutional system and electoral law. 1915, the 28th U.S. President, Woodrow Wilson, sent the third Lusitania note warning Germany future infringement of American rights would be deemed deliberately unfriendly. Oh my goodness, they probably went in the corner and cringed after they got that note. 1918, the U-156 shells Nauset Beach in New Orleans, Massachusetts. 1919, Anthony Fokker established an airplane factory at Hamburg and Amsterdam. And the dirigible I talked about that crashed into the bank building in Chicago, Illinois, came in through the bank skylight. Killed 13 people. You're in the bank and you're not safe. 1920, Irish nationalists and loyalists engage in street fighting over the issue of Irish independence from Britain. The loyalists are reinforced by 1,500 British auxiliaries and 5,800 British troops. Not really fair, but you know. In 1921, to prove his contention that air power superior to sea power, Colonel William Mitchell, Billy Mitchell, for those that study history, demonstrates how bombs from planes can sink a captured German battleship. And he was correct. In 1930, the U.S. Department of Meetings, the U.S. Veterans Administration forms. 1931, Reno Racetrack becomes the first in the U.S. to use daily double wagering. 1933, Haifa Harbor in Palestine opens. 1940, Soviet Union annexes Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania. 1941, Himmler orders the building of Majdanek concentration camp. He was a chicken farmer before he became leading Nazi Reichsfuhrer of the SS. 1944, General Koiso becomes Premier of Japan. 1944, so Operation Forager, where U.S. forces land on Guam, doing its recapture from the Japanese. 1944, Field Marshal Gunther von Kluge warns Hitler about the impending collapse of the front at Normandy. 1946, Jesus T. Peñarol becomes the first native-born Puerto Rican governor. 1951 saw the Dalai Lama return to Tibet. Tenzin Gyatso. 1952, Premier Gobham S. Sultana of Persia resigns. 1955, the USS Seawolf is launched, first submarine powered by liquid metal cooled nuclear reactor. 1957, saw Althea Gibson become the first black to win a major U.S. tennis tournament. 1959, the Red Sox are the last team to use a black player, and that was Pumpsy Green I talked about earlier. 1962, 160 civil rights activists jailed after demonstration in Albany, Georgia. That was a real demonstration, not the for the TV camera demonstration that our elected officials took part in. 1962, battles on Chinese and Indies boundary. 1964, the last Dutch whaling ship, Wilhelm Barents Sea, sold to Japan. 1964, saw race riots in Singapore between Chinese and Malay groups. 23 killed, 454 injured. 1966, on this date, Gemini 10 returned to Earth. 1969, Russia's Luna 15 impacts the moon after 52 lunar orbits. 1970, Libya orders confiscation of all Jewish property. 1971, Sam Giancana returned to the U.S. after spending 7 years of exile in Mexico. I think Bobby Kennedy was responsible for that. He never forgave him. 1972, in New York, 57 murders in 24 hours. 1974, the U.S. House Judiciary approved 2 articles of impeachment against President Nixon. 1980, Jean-Claude Droyer climbs the Eiffel Tower in 2 hours and 18 minutes. 1989, Mike Tyson knocked out Carl Williams in 1 minute and 33 seconds for the heavyweight boxing title. If you paid a fortune to get the ticket, you were pissed. 2013, 15 Egyptian army soldiers are killed when their bus crashes into a truck on the Mediterranean Coast Highway. 2013, Philippe of Belgium becomes King of the Belgians after his father, King Albert II's earlier abdication. 2014, there was a movie called Guardians of the Galaxy, directed by James Gunn, and starred Chris Pratt and Zoe Saldana. Actor, producer, and screenwriter was none other than Vin Diesel. I didn't know that. 2018, there's a reboot of the TV show Buffy the Vampire Slayer announced, with creator Joss Whedon as the executive producer. Haven't seen it yet, but there's supposed to be a reboot. And Marvel, in its desire to become the wokest company around, has announced 10 new superhero films at Comic-Con, including Blade with Mahershala Ali, Natalie Portman as the female Thor, and the first Asian-American superhero film, called Shang-Chi, and they've got gay superheroes and people go for entertainment. They don't go to be educated in gender. And unfortunately, the wokesters have taken over the asylum. On that note, we've come to the end of today's show. The history segment of our show. You know, we've been talking about all kinds of things, and as I have discovered, we have some among elected officials very negative attitude toward veterans.
They'd rather take their own undocumented immigrants who've done nothing to help this country. But unfortunately, you can't get that point across to them because they're so sure of their rightness that they ignore anything that doesn't fit in with their preconceived notions. Like these silly idiots demonstrating in front of the Supreme Court pretending to be handcuffed. They didn't handcuff them. They got fined $50 that they paid for with taxpayer money. I mean, it was all a TV event. I mean, AOC had the biggest smirk on her face when she was photographed. If you don't want to do the job for which you ran and got elected, go sell shoes. All right. There's been a lot of discussion about some of the strange cases where people have died or at least disappeared. Unfortunately, the idea that there's something out there that we don't understand is so hard for folks to figure out. We were talking earlier in a previous show about monsters that have been seen by people in various states. State of Indiana is the next one we're going to talk about. It's best known for sports, actually. The Indianapolis 500, the Brickyard 400 motorsports races. NFL's Indianapolis Colts, the NBA's Indiana Pacers, college basketball. I mean, on any given weekend, you've got half the population of that state mesmerized by the TV. 38th largest state with the 16th greatest population. And it's had its share of famous residents. Michael Jackson, Red Skelton, basketball great Larry Bird, James Dean, KFC founder Colonel Sanders, Van Camp's Pork and Beans was created in Indianapolis, as well as the Gatling gun. But in addition to all this, there's been a number of, well, for lack of a better term, let's call them cryptids seen in this state. While swimming in the Ohio River near Evansville on August 21st, 1959, an unseen claw-like hand grabbed Ms. Darwin Johnson and pulled her underneath the water. That's according to a story from radio station WKDQ. Her friend, Ms. Chris Lemble, was sunning herself on a nearby raft when she heard her friend call and looked over and saw her being pulled under. The hand eventually released Johnson, who swam to the surface only to be grabbed and pulled under again. This time she kicked free and pulled herself onto the raft with the screaming Lemble. Later, when treated for multiple injuries from the attack, a green handprint was found on Johnson's leg. And that stain actually lasted for days. Now, they didn't see the monster, and there'd been no subsequent reports, but clearly something was lurking under the surface. Then we got two groups of girls in Mill Race Park in Columbus, Indiana. This was November 1st, 1974. They reported encountering a green, hairy, and large monster. First report was at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, the second at 11 p.m., according to the Columbus Republic. That's the newspaper, don't you know? And during the 11 o'clock p.m. encounter, the monster jumped on the victim's car and left claw marks in the paint. Don't you hate it when you got a new car and a monster attacks it? Days later, city dog catcher Rick Duckworth claimed to have seen the creature and described it to the newspapers as looking like a person wrapped in blankets and wearing a mask. The park became flooded with monster hunters, so much so the city had to close the park from dusk to dawn. Stationing police around the entrances to turn away thrill seekers. And although the sighting stopped as quickly as they began, the legend of the creature certainly left an imprint on Columbus. In 1898, a farmer by the name of Oscar Falk claimed to see an enormous snapping turtle in a lake on his farm near Churubusco. The locals dubbed the snapping turtle Oscar. And it was only a story until two fishermen, Ora Blue and Charlie Wilson, saw the creature in the lake in 1948. They claimed the turtle weighed in at least 500 pounds. And Gail Harris, who owned Falk Lake, also saw the creature and said he's going to capture it. Well, the legend has certainly grown over the years, but apparently so has the turtle. Reports had the shell being as big as the roof of a car. And although Harris eventually drained the lake, the turtle was never found. But in spite of that, Churubusco hosted this Turtle Days festival every June. One day the turtle will put in an appearance. Well, in 1891, two ice delivery men from Crawfordsville, Indiana, saw a horrible apparition flying over them. And their claim was bolstered by the local Methodist minister and his wife, who told the Crawfordsville Journal they saw a monster about 18 feet long and 8 feet wide fly through the air. It appeared to the minister and his wife to resemble a white shroud with propelling fins. They didn't see a head or a tail, but they heard it wheezing from an invisible mouth. It flapped like a flag in the winds as it came on, frequently gave a great squirm as though suffering unutterable agony. Indiana's had more than its share of stories of enormous snakes. And the most terrifying of all is from Benton County, Indiana. According to the story, a ghoulish snake that inhabits a cemetery west of Oxford and feeds off the corpses in the cemetery has been reported for years. The creature, which is said to measure 15 feet long, as large in circumference as a good-sized stovepipe, with eyes of fire adorned with horns underneath, fully 10 inches long, has been seen by at least a dozen people, according to the Lafayette Courier. That's the September 3rd, 1889 edition. Reports state large holes were discovered it leaves in the graves. Not even safe in your coffin. Other claims of monsters, snakes, dot Indiana, from the 25 to 35-foot-long reptile seen near Greensburg in the 20s to the 30-foot-long snake of fire seen by farmer Mark Weston near Alexandria in 1893. Then we have Michikinabek. The Potawatomi Indians near what's now Rochester, Indiana, stayed away from Lake Manitou because of its inhabitant, the Michikinabek. According to the book Recollections of the Early Settlements of the Wabash Valley by Sanford Cox, the Indians wouldn't hunt on its borders. They wouldn't fish in its waters for fear of incurring the anger of the evil spirit that made its home in its little woodland lake. The Michikinabek is described as a dark, 30-foot-long, serpent-like monster with the head of a horse. And it was seen in that lake in 1827 by men building a corn mill. The local blacksmith saw the creature and added it had large yellow spots on it. Now, the creature was seen again in 1838 by two men who claimed the monster was 60 feet long and looked like a huge snake. That's according to the Logansport Telegraph. And although enormous fish have been caught in the lake, nobody's ever captured the Michikinabek or even found a body. Well, let's go to Jennings County, Indiana. It's said that something terrible lurks in that county. It's got a 4,228-acre Crosley State Fish and Wildlife Area. And according to the story, a hairy, 8-foot-tall monster with hooves and yellow glowing eyes lurks in that area. The creature supposedly hides in the trees and leaps upon unsuspecting victims from the hidden boughs of the pines. Now, the first report, it was called the Crosley Monster, appeared in 1958 and stalked stalked the fear of residents ever since. One of the more recent encounters occurred in 2006 when four teenagers, Clint Machino, Corey Mulligan, Robbie Evans and Terry Snyder camped in the wildlife area and came within mere feet of the creature. About 11 p.m., the boys heard branches snapping as someone or something approached them through the woods. Now, the teens thought it might be a deer till they saw its eyes, which are large and yellow and glowing. And those eyes were at least 7 feet off the ground, they said. Snyder told the North Vernon Plain Dealer's son, "I saw a shadow from our lantern, and it was huge. You could see from the shadow he had a bunch of hair, too. He looked filthy." Well, not wanting to wait for the creature to make the first move, the boys took off running, and the monster gave chase. Ran through the cornfield next to Grayford Road as we ran down the road. I could hear him knocking down corn stalks behind us and to the side, Milliken told the dealer's son. It wasn't until dogs from a nearby house ran out to intercept the creature that the teens knew they had escaped the clutches of the Crosley monster. Now, that's only one encounter of many. Paranormal investigator Chris McDaniel told the Brown County Democrat, such reports from that area are common. 2003, a family camping in the county saw the same thing. A monstrous, hairy silhouette in the trees, like something was watching them. Of course, nobody's ever captured one. Well, from Indiana, let's go to Iowa. Or as they say around there, Iowa. It's known for corn. Lots and lots of corn. Bordered by the Mississippi River to the west and the Missouri River to the west and the Mississippi River to the east, this Midwestern state's composed mostly of farms that spread over its vast plains and gentle hills. According to USA Today, Iowa's the most American state. Has the most bald eagles per square mile, most Olympic gold medals won per capita, and most native Iowan astronauts per capita, most Major League Baseball players per capita, and the largest percentage of homes with firearms.
Famous residents of Iowa include American icon John Wayne,
born Marion Morrison, actors Ashton Kutcher, Elijah Wood, astrophysicist James A. Van Allen, painter Grant Wood, and Otto Rohwedder, the man who invented the machine that sliced bread. Now that is an important invention, folks. And let's not forget the Van Meter monster. Now for the tiny city of Van Meter, just east of Des Moines, 1903 was a year of legend. One night in October, a handful of citizens reported seeing a human-shaped monster flying with great bat-like wings. On the creature's head was a horn that glowed like a searchlight, according to the Des Moines Register. Local businessman U.G. Griffin shot at the creature as it flew over downtown businesses, but either he missed or the bullets didn't have any effect. A day later, a banker and a town doctor saw the creature. It stood on the ground and left three-toed prints. Sightings didn't stop there either. Next night, the owner of the local hardware store, O.V. White, shot at the creatures that perched on a telephone pole. Again, he either missed or the bullets didn't have any effect. Townspeople armed with rifles and I'm sure torches followed the creature to an abandoned mine outside town and heard it scream. According to the 1903 edition of the Des Moines Daily News, the noise opened up again as though Satan and a regiment of imps were coming forth to do battle. Well, two monsters actually emerged from the mine to face the townspeople, but retreated under the firepower that was thrown against them and, according to all reports, never came out again. Guess they felt they weren't wanted. Well, on the night of in late October 1975, farmer Herb Pfeiffer saw a four-legged, black-haired thing in the cornfield near Lockbridge as he drove his tractor to his turkey pens. That's according to an article in the Milwaukee Sentinel. At first, Herb didn't tell anybody about the creature he saw in his tractor lights because, according to his wife, he thought we'd make fun of him. But then Herb discovered he wasn't the only one to have seen it. Local man Lowell Atkins was hunting when he discovered 10-inch tracks near the remains of four slaughtered and partly eaten turkeys. People thought the tracks might have been those of a black bear, although the last recorded bear sighting in Iowa was at Spirit Lake in 1876, according to the Iowa Department of Natural Resources. And although bear sightings have increased in recent years, in 1975, they were largely unheard of. Word of a bear loose in the county kept people in their homes after dark, but further reports made them wonder about going outside at all. Lock Ridge resident Gloria Olson spotted the beast one night and knew it wasn't a bear. She said it was just before dark and I was driving past an old deserted farmyard when I saw it. She said to me it looked like it had a monkey's face and kind of had hair all over it. Well, the Lock Ridge monster is still a mystery. No one's caught one yet. Then we've got the hairy wild woman. Hunters spotted a wild man of the female sex, as they said, in the forest near Gordon's Ferry, 12 miles north of Dubuque. That was January 17, 1884, according to the Dubuque Herald. When the hunter spotted the woman, she stood like a statue in a clear space. Her disheveled hair was about 3 feet long and black as coal. The men had crept up behind her. When she realized they were there, she emitted a scream and ran through the woods at tremendous speed. According to the witnesses, she looked to be about 20 years old. And she was nude. Didn't have any clothes on either. The most disturbing attribute was her receding forehead. Kind of took away from the spectacle, so to speak. The men searched the woods for hours, but never saw her again. A couple of them wanted to date her. Then we've got the monster turtle of Big Blue. In a 34-foot-deep lake in an old rock quarry near Mason City, there's an enormous snapping turtle. And over the year, people fishing in Big Blue Pond in Clear Lake State Park claimed to have seen this creature with a shell the size of a Volkswagen Beetle. That's according to the Mason City Globe Gazette. Reports of enormous jaws that have threatened to eat swimmers have appeared from time to time, but officially, according to the powers that be, the beast doesn't exist. Clear Lake State Park officials say there's no evidence to show that a snapping turtle greater than normal lives in the pond. The locals who've had contact with it claim otherwise, but like most elected or appointed officials, they are much smarter than the locals. They can sit in their ivory tower and pontificate. Well, let's talk about the state of Kansas, known as an endless sea of golden wheat fields and prairie that stretch across the Great Plains. It's also the starting point for the movie The Wizard of Oz, which was filmed in 1939. First color motion picture released, along with that year's Gone with the Wind. But believe it or not, there's more to Kansas than wheat and grass and ruby slippers. It's a geodetic center in North America. The Pizza Hut and White Castle restaurants franchise both began in Wichita. White Castle is also known as the Crystal Hamburger Place. Reverend Sylvester Graham invented the cracker that still bears his name. That's Graham Cracker, don't you know? Helium was discovered at the University of Kansas in 1905. And students have been sucking that stuff ever since, to talk funny. William Purvis and Charles Wilson invented the helicopter in Goodland in 1909. Among other famous Kansans are actors Roscoe Fatty Arbuckle, Buster Keaton, Harold Lloyd, and Dennis Hopper. Automobile manufacturer Walter Chrysler, aviator Amelia Earhart, who's still being looked for. NFL great Barry Sanders. The state, which is bordered by Missouri, Nebraska, Colorado, and Oklahoma, covers 82,277 square miles. 5.2 million acres of that are covered in the woodlands. Not a lot of space in Kansas for monsters, but they still got their homeboy, so to speak. Let's talk about the Dog Man. Now, the gentleman that made the report was driving near Lawrence, Kansas in August of 2014 when a deer ran across the road. And he slowed the car to a stop to make sure that no other deer followed the first one, and he saw something that he said froze his blood. He saw red eyes looking at his truck. Eyes that shine when a deer looks in a light, but it's just dark red. So he picked up a flashlight from the cab of his vehicle and shone it toward those glowing red eyes. What he saw, he couldn't explain. He said it was something like a dog. Back legs were shorter than the front. It stood on its hind legs. It was about the size of a Great Dane. The creature broke eye contact and walked across the road on two legs. Took the beast 3 steps to cross the pavement. After it crossed, it dropped all four legs, ran into a field, and disappeared. Well, our next creature is something out of the past. It was mid-2012. A husband and wife had just driven out of Hudson, population 129, when they saw what they described as a dragon, according to LiveTerrorsaur.com. Row of trees alongside the road on the north, the husband said, and as we approached the end of the tree row, something huge took to the air. He said, I looked at my wife and I said, what's that? She said, it looked like a dragon. Well, that wasn't the only encounter. Sightings of flying reptiles with wingspans of 15 to 20 feet have been reported in Kansas for decades. But what the husband and wife saw that night still remains a mystery. And then, of course, Kansas is flat, as studied scientifically by geography professors Mark Fonstad, William Pugach, and Brandon Vault in their 2003 paper entitled Kansas is Flatter Than a Pancake that was published in the journal Annals of Improbable Research. And it's relatively forest-free compared to Colorado and Missouri, so it doesn't seem to be the most Bigfoot-friendly state. But there are reports about Bigfoot, Big Feet, if you're talking plural, stomping around the Sunflower State. According to a study at Pennsylvania State University, 38 Bigfoot encounters were reported in Kansas between 1921 and 2012. One such encounter in Cowley County was reported to the Gulf Coast Bigfoot Research Organization September 14, 2012. The witness was on an evening run with his dog when unearthly howls split the air. He turned and saw a dark, hairy creature run from a tree line and stopped to look at him. He told the organization it gave the most blood-curdling screams. Looked like it had breast on its chest. It was probably a female Sasquatch. Dog started howling, tried to run after the creature, but the Sasquatch bolted toward another line of trees. The witness said it was hairy from head to toe. Distinctive breast, and his head seemed to fit right atop its shoulders. And then Kansas has something that few other states seem to be able to claim. Zombies. Although no Kansan not high on basalts has ever reported a zombie encounter, the state is prepared for that day. In 2014, the Kansas Division of Emergency Management announced that October was Zombie Preparation Month, with the backing of Governor Sam Brownback. According to Devin Tucking of the Division of Emergency Management, if you're equipped to handle the zombie apocalypse, then you're prepared for tornadoes, severe storms, fire, and any other natural disaster that Kansas usually faces. What do you do about lunatic elected officials? They're hard to handle no matter where. So if you want to survive the zombie apocalypse, it's been suggested you move to Kansas. Then we have the state of Kentucky, best known for bourbon, horse racing, and Colonel Harlan Sanders' world-famous fried chicken. Kentucky fried chicken, don't you know? Now, the truth be known, Sanders lived in Indiana until he left home at age 13 to move to Kentucky. Famous Kentuckians include Abraham Lincoln, Muhammad Ali, Johnny Depp, and famed gonzo journalist Hunter Thompson. State's topography consists of mountains, farmland, rivers, coal fields, and swampy lowlands. And it's also the home to the Pope Lick Monster. Now, this is a true troll under the bridge story. The Pope Lick Monster has been described as part man, part goat, or maybe part sheep, and lives underneath the railway trestle near Louisville. Creature calls for help, luring its victims onto the trestle where they jumped to their deaths to avoid an oncoming train. Now, the story of the monster's origin is actually a little convoluted. Stories that it's this undead form of an old farmer who sacrificed goats to Satan. Or it could be a sideshow freak. Or a human-goat hybrid. Regardless of the origin, the description of the beast is consistent, like that of a satyr from Greek mythology. Another consistency about the monster is that the kind folk the Northern Southern Railway don't want the legend to drive people onto their trestle. The company's vowed to prosecute anybody caught there. Although there have been deaths from people jumping from the trestle, nobody knows whether they were despondent thrill seekers or the victim of the Pope Lake Monster. Well, you know, some people are certain there's a monster in a 2,335-acre man-made Harrington Lake. There was a sighting in 1972 that brought the monster to the public's attention. Lawrence Thompson was fishing in the lake when he saw something he couldn't believe. He said, all I ever seen of it was a snout, not unlike that of a pig, moving along just above the water at about the speed of a boat with a trolling motor, and a curly tail, similar to that of the same animal coming along about 15 feet behind. Now, that's one big pig, let me tell you. That was a story that Thompson told the Courier-Journal. But all he knew about the monster was what he said. What we don't know is colossal. What we do know is minimal, he said. Thompson's not the only one to see something monstrous in the lake. 1990 Junction City resident Sherry Hurst saw something familiar and terrifying in the lake. She told the Central Kansas News it was an alligator. She said, I go to Florida all the time. I know what an alligator looks like, and that was certainly an alligator. Others suggest a catfish. Dave Baker of the State Department of Fish and Wildlife told Central Kentucky News that there are catfish in Harrington Lake, and Kentucky does grow some big ones. Largest catfish caught in that state weighed 100 pounds. That's not a catfish, that's a lionfish. Well, on that note, we come to the end of today's show. We'll be back tomorrow and talk more about American monsters. Until then, this is Ken Hudnall for the Ken Hudnall Show, saying have a truly great evening.